I could tell she was off cocaine.
Yeah.
Oops, ooh. We recording.
Maybe sorry, they didn't hear you.
Hopefully.
Don't apologize to them beehives.
They have, yeah.
I thought it was called beehive.
It's B-E-Y, that's why it's beehive.
Let's see who we are. And they mad cause they ain't. We out here making moves. But these weak hoes can't. Gonna be mad at us. And they just gonna be mad at us. And hey, 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 welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, aka Tiana, and I'm Basic, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
And as y'all know, we always in the house. And if y'all heard us getting started, we was talking about Jocelyn Hernandez and the new show Bad Versus Wild on Zeus Network.
It's Baddies Versus Wild?
No, it's Bad Versus Wild.
Oh, Bad Versus Wild. Okay.
Bad Versus Wild, I believe. But anyways, it's hosted by Nick Cannon. And, of course, he's one of the executive producers and creators of the show.
He couldn't even control the show.
Yeah. Oh, nobody can control these women. That's what I'm saying. Everybody keep thinking that they can put these women on a stage and be civil and have civil conversations and you know, get the bag or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, they can't do interviews.
Well, they don't get the bag, though.
They can't, girl.
Because people gonna want to watch them acting stupid.
No, these girls cannot be controlled. That's these women.
I know.
Not let me call them girls. Some of them is my daughter age. But these women cannot be controlled. They cannot be, you know, my daughter's a grown, but anyway, I got two grown daughters and two teenage daughters and two grown sons, if y'all didn't know. But we gonna need y'all to get the lace front off the top of y'all eyebrows and pay attention, pay attention. Yes, because it has been going down in the towns, okay? And Tory Lanez, you know, he's connected with the Megan, the Stallion shooting.
Yeah.
So there's a top podcaster who's been advocating for him named Aiden Ross.
Wait, I got a question though. Where is he from?
He's from Canada.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah. He's from Canada.
Okay. I remember you said that before.
Yeah, he's doing an interview. He said he's going to have an up and coming exclusive interview with Tory Lanez, who is somebody that he's been advocating to get out of prison, you know. And he said this interview is going to be groundbreaking and he's going to talk about a lot of stuff to do with the case, which a lot of people are oblivious of because I don't think the media was allowed into the courtroom. Yeah, but even though they treated it like it was, you know, they did the drawings and, you know, they put up whatever they wanted to put up and tell you this is what happened in court or whatever. But the thing is, he got 10 years for a graze on the foot. But I'm not saying that he shouldn't have got some time for wielding a gun or if he did it and if he shot her allegedly or whatever the case is, she got shot. And I'm not saying somebody might, you know, should have got probation for her little graze. But I'm saying that 10 years, that
is first offense. Yeah, that is
a lot. It's not like attempted murder. It's none of that. It's like an accidental shooting. If it did happen or however it happened.
Whatever happened.
Nobody has told consistent story. Nobody that was there has been consistent in their storyline.
I don't think the motherfucker was too high and drunk to even know what was going on.
Yeah, I don't think Megan knew who shot her, what happened, or who did it. She said, if you didn't shoot me, in her own Instagram post after the verdict, when everybody was in an uproar, like, oh my God, he got 10 years. This is crazy. This is excessive. This is mad. But I think Megan was like, hey, if you didn't shoot me, you should have said you didn't shoot me because he didn't testify. And then the best friend that was also in the car, she never went on the stand and said, I didn't shoot you, or he didn't shoot you. She just went on the stand and proclaimed that she doesn't remember anything that happened that night.
Which is entirely probable.
Yeah, I mean, they was all high, you know, high, drunk, whatever. Maybe they all should have been locked up for in public intoxication. I don't know, but anyways, Aiden Ross is going to be, he's already advocating for Tory to get out of jail. And he says that it's messed up that this woman is doing all this over some D. That's what Aiden said.
Man.
He said it's over some D. Like, her and her girl was fighting over this D. And she just did that everything that she could to get this man locked up. And she just was very vindictive.
I don't believe that part.
I do. I've seen it happen.
Like, I'm not saying
I don't
it
think
don't
this
happen.
Is the case. I don't know, allegedly, but this is what Aiden is saying. I'm not saying I'm saying it, y'all. I'm saying Aiden Ross said it. And he is wanting vindication for his friend, basically.
I don't think he did it for what she did. I don't think it had nothing to do with D.
You don't think it had nothing to do with the D?
No. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and one of the songs, what would you do for the D? Or what would you do for the pussy?
That's a money maker.
I mean, people have done strange things for the D and for the Cuda Cats. I mean, people have done it. Come on now, y'all. Y'all know it. I'm not saying
that Megan
did it.
Go outside and make a fool of myself.
Make a fool of yourself. Beat up people. Shoot people. People have killed people.
Somebody kicked my ass for the D.
People have, yeah.
She jumped on me, boy. Didn't even know she was coming. Anyway.
Like I'm saying, people do crazy. Oh, my goodness. Remember when I was over to Wynandam's house years ago, our best friend, and another friend of mine who I used to be roommates with, she brought over my ex's girlfriend at the time, who was pregnant by him.
Yeah, I remember this.
And I was also pregnant at the time, but she thought I had got him locked up for child support. I was like, girl, how am I going to get him locked up for child support anyways? Because I never took him down for child support. I don't want him to be a part of my life. That part at that time. And so she was trying to fight me over the D. Like, I don't want your D. Go on about your business, girl. But she ended up getting almost thrown out a window over the D. Now she about to risk her life.
And her baby's life, obviously.
Yes. Trying to fight me over the D. And I don't even want the D.
Like, yeah, because you had a whole new dude at the time.
I'm just saying, people do crazy things over the D. Don't act like they're pregnant, and people do crazy things over the kitty cat. Because the man that killed his wife when he found out she was cheating and went on TV and did all them interviews and was crying and everything. Like, he didn't know he put her at the bottom of the lake.
Mm-mm.
That's all I'm saying. Y'all know it happens. Don't act like it does not happen. People do crazy things over the D.
I ain't say it didn't happen.
I don't know. But even she should know that verdict is excessive, and she probably should have spoke up and said something, you know, like,
yeah.
Hey, something happened to me, and it was wrong.
Yeah, because she ain't even missing her pinky toe like De La Reese.
She still got her pinky toe. Feet look good. I don't know what foot doctor she went to, but whatever. But I just don't think this man deserves 10 years of his life to be gone for one little incident that looks like it wasn't that excessive, you know?
Yeah.
You guys are doing too much.
Been killing me. I have to do something about them spiders in this house. No, they've been biting me in my damn sleep.
Oh, Lord. That's awful. No. Well, speaking of awful, Jeffrey Epstein's court documents have been unsealed, and Vice News decided to do an investigative story on him, and it's called, Vice News presents Epstein didn't kill himself, that he did not kill himself. He didn't kill himself. Okay, that's what they're saying.
Whatever, I don't know what happened.
But according to
it was very, very suspicious.
Suspicious.
I hadn't seen the Vice News report, that's what I heard on the regular news.
He was talking about turning over, you know, state evidence and everything, and he got all these weird pictures and people and dresses and red pumps and stuff, you know. Ex-presidents in dresses and pumps and stuff, you know.
Ex-presidents shaking hands with them and shit.
Yeah, he got people at the island, you know, very prominent names and highly billionaires.
Yeah.
Billionaires.
Oh, and even a prince.
Even a prince.
At least one prince.
At least one or two. I don't know.
It might be, it's probably more than one, but yeah, I mean one confirmed prince.
Yeah. Pictures, the pictures say it all. That's all I'm saying. They was there. Nobody can deny it. And at this island, he was accused of...
Hillary was at the island, too. That's probably why Bill put the pumps in it.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me quit.
I don't know what him and
they
Hillary...
did some reverse roles.
I don't know. Maybe they were playing reverse roles. I don't know. We don't know what they were doing on the island, but they was doing strange things on that island.
I had
island.
A boyfriend. I had him put on a dress one time.
What? I cannot.
I was young.
Okay.
I was young. I don't know why.
Oh, my goodness.
He's running around the house laughing and giggling and skipping and shit.
Oh, goodness. Anyway. That should have told you everything.
It sure did.
But anyway, so, the story is called Epstein Didn't Kill Himself. And that's on Vice News if y'all want to go check it out. I just think it's very strange.
Oh, man, it's going to be aired on Tubi,
oh,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be aired on Tubi. Tubi is now has a segment for Vice News on Tubi.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys can check out Tubi. It's totally free. You don't have to pay for it.
Well, for the premium service.
What's the premium service? I don't think Tubi has a premium service.
I thought
service.
They did.
No, it's all the way free.
You mean ad free? $2.99 when I was watching that damn Friend of the Family damn series. Anyway, whatever.
Friend of the Family
ad
was
free.
On Hulu.
I thought Friend of the Family was on.
No, whatever. It was on Hulu, girl. I wasn't Peacock.
I don't remember. Peacock.
It was on Peacock.
And for
it
premium.
It wasn't on Tubi.
For, for no ads, it was $2.99. It wasn't that expensive, but yeah. That was back when I had a job.
Yeah, so, you know, Epstein had all the young girls at his house in Florida. And then he had been taking them to the island, his private island.
Mm-hmm.
He had a private, I want to say it was a 750 or 747?
Probably. I'm not sure
exactly. It's a huge airplane he had.
Yeah,
it wasn't
jet.
A jet. Was it a jet?
I thought 747s were jets. I don't know.
Anyways, that mug was huge. And he took Bill Clinton, Chris Tucker, allegedly. But we know it ain't that too alleged because, you know.
There's pictures.
We just have to say allegedly. He
we
took
have
them.
To say allegedly.
But there's all.
Allegedly
all
Bill
kind
Clinton
of pictures.
And allegedly Bill Clinton was in some heels showing off for Hillary, but I just made that up.
He had them red pumps on.
Yeah, he switched clothes with Hillary that day.
Well, let's go on into
anyway. I made that up.
World.
We made that up. Yeah. That's not fact.
It's all alleged, you guys. It's all alleged. But anyway, you guys could go watch the little Vice News special about Epstein not killing himself. You know, it just came out. It was just released a few days.
Even
ago.
Though in that article you sent me before, you sent me the.
Oh yeah, they put out an article when he first was convicted.
Yeah, saying that.
Well, he was first arrested.
Well, no, after he was killed, after he died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Saying that he did kill himself. So
yeah, but then they did the investigation. I guess they said since the documents were finally released. Why did it take so long to release these documents? These
well,
court
they don't
documents?
Have to release the court documents because that can ruin
Isn't
the case. I mean, like, Libby and Aggie.
After he died, they should have released them. Why would they?
Yeah, they did release them. But I don't know how long it took him after
it
he
took
died.
Him
but
it's 2024. They're just now releasing that. He's been dead for how long?
Girl,
a few years now. He's been dead a few years.
That's way too many shots of E&J from now.
From then to now. Okay. Or Pinot.
Oh, yeah, the Pinot. Because, okay. Man, it,
again,
Pinot be getting
we're
messed
not sponsors.
Up.
We just love it. But Fox News, Fox 26 reported, this is strange world now, y'all. Okay, because y'all know we live in this strange world. But a cult leader by the name of Nature
Living in the Last
Lord,
Days. I'm sorry. No, I said that because of this article. Go ahead.
Oh, this article, yeah. This cult leader, but he goes by the name of Nature Boy. He's recently
you know,
been
Rick
convicted
Savage,
of,
him,
of rape, and he got life in prison for allegedly raping one of his followers.
Well, I guess it's not too much alleged no more because he got convicted. So, anyway. No,
you
and
still had to say allegedly because
okay.
convictions can gonna be
say,
overturned.
Why, how can we say allegedly when he actually released a video of him raping this girl?
What, did he do that?
Yes.
I thought he put out revenge porn.
That's the same thing.
It's hold on. They said revenge porn is not the same thing as rape.
No,
revenge porn is y'all had consensual sex and then you put out a sex tape of y'all having consensual sex. That is considered, you know,
I'm
illegal.
Saying if he was
revenge
doing
porn
that
is
stuff,
illegal in most states.
Well, then why didn't Ray J go to jail for when Kim Kardashian's
because Ray J was, he's been proven that he did not put out any of those tapes.
Oh, okay, what was you saying?
Yeah, they put out that first tape together, and he had proof, video proof, and conversations, recorded conversations on the phone with her, proving that he never did that, but she tried to make like he did when they first.
Well, you know, I never followed through.
Kardashians came out when they stopped doing the Kardashians on, what was the channel? I think it was Bravo or VH1. One of those
It
channels.
Might be VH1.
Yeah.
That sounds more realistic, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think it's on Bravo now. It's still on, right?
Yeah, and then they got their show on a streaming service, and then she tried to make it seem like he was coming after her again to put out a second tape.
Well,
girl, bye. He said, no, I didn't. He said, I got daughters. You doing too much. You know, I got a daughter. You doing too much. So he came out with all the phone recordings to prove that he didn't put out any
So, yeah, this Nature Boy dude. Yeah, but see, I just thought if if he taped himself allegedly having sex with her, period, and then put it out, regardless of whether it was rape or, I didn't know that. So yeah,
it's not called rape though. They said he raped somebody also, and that's what he was convicted of.
Yeah, but then he put out the revenge porn against the person that he raped. So I assume that he taped the rape session and put it out there.
I don't know.
So I don't know.
I don't know. They had several sexual sessions with a lot of the women that were in his cult.
It looked like it was mostly in the actual YouTube video. What is the YouTube video on?
For what Nature Boy, what, Fox?
Fox 24, Atlanta News, right?
No, 26, Fox 26.
Atlanta News?
Okay. Here it is, here it is. You guys can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. This is Fox 26. First up,
the fall of a very controversial cult leader. You probably didn't even know existed.
And that's Isaiah Curry for Fox 26.
All over the country. Oh, Houston, my bad, Houston. I said Atlanta.
Known as Nature Boy, has been sentenced to life in prison in Georgia. Prosecutors say he raped a former
And I don't think Randy Savage is going to be happy that you took his name either.
Online,
oh, wrestler. Randy Savage.
Led the group called Carbon Nation, which encouraged being naked, pooping on trees, requiring followers to give Nature Boy their money, and allowing verbal abuse like this.
That's a good one. Slap a exercise. Like, stop wasting our time. It's about you. It's about me. Rub my legs and my toes and suck on my toes. And you can say it's abuse, but please leave.
Now, many of us have always been intrigued by a person who can manipulate so many people with just words. Joining us to talk about it tonight, Todd Smith, CEO of Regal Media, and therapist Dr. Jasmine Boone and Dr. Angela Jones.
So okay, so y'all can check out the story for yourself. Again, that's Fox 26.
Houston.
Houston.
Their YouTube page.
Mm-hmm. And they're just talking about, you know, how Nature Boy was convicted of rape.
And yeah, and because she wanted to leave. She wanted to leave his cult.
He said you could leave.
Yeah, but why would you chase somebody down and rape them when they want to leave your cult? Not literally chase them down.
Did he do that? That ain't what the story says.
No, they said he raped her when she tried to leave. And then put out revenge. Yeah. And then put out revenge porn. Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't know you'd get life for that, but apparently the woman there died because she was not taking her medicine. I guess he wasn't allowing her to or something, or maybe it was because of the country they were in. I don't know why, but that was one of
the... They was in America, Jack.
I thought they went out of the country. They said they went out of the country.
Not when she wasn't taking her heart medicine. That was here.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, she died because she wasn't taking her heart medication, and they said that because of the remote area they was in, She didn't have access to her heart medication. Yeah. It's crucial, though. I mean, he's the dummy.
And, man, he was talking.
I don't understand why people film their crimes. What is going on? Like, America's dumbest criminals, put him on there. That's the strange world we live in. This dude was a dummy. He filmed himself talking crazy to people, like, telling bitches to suck his toes.
Was there any men in that cult? Look it up and see if it was any men in that cult, because I'm just curious.
There were men in the video, so I don't know if it was dudes in the cult, but maybe the men probably had more freedom than the women,
because the women
are the ones that came forward. And then also, I told you, when these cult leaders pop up, they always put somebody in there, like a little
lackeys and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, you know, the government, they put somebody in there to watch these people and see exactly what they doing. And he was doing all the wrong things, and he got caught up, and that's what he get. Allegedly.
Oh, do they have
a document
about that shit?
No, because, you know, people...
Oh, it was a Georgia sex cult. Okay. Mm. Okay. No, this is a different one. My bad.
No, that's not it.
Legio Bishop? Allegio Bishop?
Another legion.
this is the same guy.
It was a
Georgia cult. That's why I was thinking it was Fox Atlanta.
Oh, that's why you thought it was...
Fox Atlanta, yeah.
Fox Atlanta, okay. But, okay, let's go on. Mooney Long, I think she pronounces it Money Long, She talks about how she has been underpaid as a songwriter in the industry.
Talking about they didn't even feed her, though. They didn't even feed her, man. What kind of shit is that?
What are you going back to another story? Or are you talking about Mooney Long?
Mooney Long. She said they didn't feed her.
Yeah, they didn't feed her.
She said she'd be in the studio for 8 hours, no food. She said she was stealing toilet paper from the studio. She would take the fruit bowl and put it all in her backpack and shit. I was like, damn.
Because
she wasn't paid. She's like, you can write a song and you won't see no dividends from that song for 2 years or more. Like, she's like, she was struggling as a songwriter. And you think this, then, you know, they make it seem like songwriters really get all this money, but she was not.
No, and that's another reason why the writers went on strike in Hollywood, because they're not getting paid. And it's ridiculous because they are the talent. They are the ones that are creating this greatness, but they're not getting the money or the accolades as well.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, just earlier I heard a story about the lady who wrote the Guns N' Roses song. I can't think of her name right now, y'all. Don't get mad at me, but I can't think of her name. Allegedly, she says that she's never won an award for any of her music. And wow. Y'all know the Guns N' Roses song.
I love Guns. I love me some Guns N' Roses back in the day.
What's the name of that song, that real popular song that was in the movie? It's even been on the soundtrack.
Girl, I don't remember.
Look it up. Let's Google it.
No, I don't remember what that song was. I don't want to mistake.
Popular gold Guns N' Roses song from the movie.
I remember. Wait. Why do we keep on doing Funs and Roses?
Guns N' Roses.
No, my phone keep on doing Funs and Roses. I don't know why.
Yeah, number one song. Oh my goodness, what is the name of the song, man?
I mean, there were so many songs. That's why I wanted to. Yeah, Sweet Child of Mine, November Rain is one of my favorites.
Is that it?
Oh, November Rain. I forgot how it went. I forgot how this way it went. Oh, Welcome to the Jungle. Na 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 na. Yeah. I don't know what he said, but I just made that up in my head. That was in, that song was in, is it Lean On Me?
No, it was in that one movie with the aliens or whatever. Where, oh, the Asteroid Movie.
What?
Oh, there it is. The Guns N' Roses song from the Asteroid Movie. I can't think of the name of the movie. That's
sweet November Rain.
I don't want to miss a thing. I don't want to close my eyes because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. It's the I don't want to miss a thing or whatever. Yeah, she didn't get any recognition. The song went number one. It was top on the Billboard charts. She didn't even win a Grammy or Oscar. She said she's going to keep going and keep, you know, she's writing all these award-winning songs, right? She hasn't gotten a Grammy or an Oscar, but she said she's going to keep going until she gets that Oscar. And I can't believe she didn't win an Oscar for that song, though. And the movie won an Oscar, didn't it?
And the cold November rain.
But then the movie, like Armageddon.
Didn't yeah, Armageddon, it was Armageddon.
It
yeah.
won an Oscar, didn't it?
Hold on. I don't remember.
Google it. Did Armageddon win an Oscar, Google? Oh, it was just nominated.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but I thought it won. But it was nominated for an Oscar. It was nominated for several awards. But anyways, she was talking about, you know, it's sad that, you know, songwriters aren't getting the recognition that they deserve.
But Mooney Love was, what, Mooney Love, whatever her
Mooney,
name is.
Mooney Love. It's spelled M-U-N-I.
Okay, because I'm thinking of Mooney Love, so that's why I'm getting it wrong.
Yeah, it's Mooney Love. Yeah.
So, yeah. So she's putting out her own music now, right?
Yeah. Okay. She's a rapper now. Mm. But yeah, she's cold-blooded. But she was like, she wasn't getting paid nothing, y'all. It's sad.
She was the epitome of the starving artist.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, and it's sad. I just don't understand. But speaking of something else strange. Now, y'all know how much the NFL pay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially for people like Shannon Sharp. Y'all know how much he get paid. His contracts,
well,
how much they were
worth.
Yeah, y'all can look it up, but it was millions and millions of dollars. And Shannon Sharp recently put out that he was paid more than the NFL has ever paid him. Three times more just from the Cat Williams interview that he did. Now that's crazy, girl. Keep it real. Now, that's strange. I said, that's real strange. Come on now. The internet. It's money out there. Go get it.
Ooh, they said.
It's money out there. Go get it.
He signed a 7-year, $16,065,000 contract with the Denver Broncos, with the $800,000 signing bonus, average salary of $2,295,000. So if you just do 3 times $16,000, that's 16 million. That's 48 million.
Mm-hmm.
So we could say he got a minimum of 48 million doing that Cat Williams interview.
Amazing. That's amazing, y'all.
And it's probably more than that, but if you look at his contract.
And I'm not even lying. With the Denver Broncos. That's my type of motivation to keep going as a podcaster. Like, what these podcasters is out here making.
I know.
Like,
what is Joe Rogan making right now?
$250 million contract that he got with Spotify, y'all. Come on now. It's enough money out there for all of us.
Go get it.
And I think that's the main reason they didn't want TikTok in America. Because TikTok...
They're still fighting to get it removed from America. I bet. Yeah.
Because people is making money, honey. They don't want us to have nothing.
Too much money.
Yeah, too much money. Look at Reese Tisa.
He was a boy. He's only 18. That was dressed up with his heels and stuff on, and was trying to walk in the ice, and slipped and fell.
Yeah.
And that nigga bought 2 cars in the damn house. Come on.
Why are we talking about it?
For one video.
Why are we talking about Strange World? I want us to get on this too. We have a cousin that has been going viral on the internet with her videos. She's hit 1 million views on a few videos. And guess what?
Instagram, yes.
Instagram, she hasn't seen a dime. But she's recently posted her content on TikTok. She's trying to get that coin, y'all. And we want to help her. You can look her up on TikTok. We're sponsoring her. Now, we are sponsoring somebody. Yes. It's 317 Top Notch Beauty, baby. Y'all need to check it out if y'all like hair videos, if y'all like good content.
She's bad.
Her content is good.
I mean, bad isn't good.
Her videos is edited perfectly. If y'all want to look at her stuff, go on and look her up at 317 Top Notch Beauty. And she's cold if you need a hairstyle and you in the area. Sleepy City, y'all get your hair done. And if you want a good hairstylist and you live out of town, book that shit and go and get your hair done, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She does it all. She just done it all, done it all, honey.
And she's licensed.
She's licensed.
And she washes hair.
Yeah.
She washes and conditions hair. She got her special stuff. Her own products.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Look it up, honey. But also, we're going back to Strange World because somebody done let their child out in the middle of the night to go to McDonald's. I don't know how it happened, y'all.
Oh, no. I remember one time Ty escaped the house and tried to go to McDonald's, man. He put on his clothes backwards.
This young man made it.
But this was during the day.
He made it. And I'm going to let y'all listen to
this. Thank God my neighbors caught him because we live on a busy street.
An 8-year-old boy drives his little sister to McDonald's.
Oh, drive.
Yeah, he drove. Wow. He didn't walk. He drove perfectly. He said that he looked up the videos on YouTube on how to drive. Now watch what your kids are watching, okay, honey? But y'all can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. This is the news story that reported it. That's WKBN 27.
It would have been double his life.
Now, let me turn it up.
This munchie run before bedtime.
Yeah, 8-year-old makes a munchie run.
Got a call on the radio Sunday night of a kid driving a vehicle. He pulled into the town's only McDonald's and talked with an 8-year-old boy still behind the wheel.
You know, what are you doing? And he said, me and my sister really wanted a cheeseburger.
The boy had stood on his tiptoes to get the keys and took his 4-year-old sister with him on the food run.
And he made it to McDonald's safely.
Questions.
So then I asked him how he learned how to
drive. Oh, he can drive.
And he said he looked up YouTube.
Did you know how to drive at 8? You did.
The child started
on
East
Park. I didn't know how to drive until I was 19, girl.
One right turn and went through 4 intersections. He didn't hit a thing.
Well, I've been driving a long time.
He obeyed the traffic signal, stopping
across state lines,
waiting until they turned green. The entire
not just in the city I lived in.
He followed the traffic laws and everything, girl.
Yeah, look.
There was one more step he still had to go through.
He made it to the drive-thru.
The kid was ready for his prize and eager to take off that familiar yellow wrapper, which would uncover a cheeseburger.
It's so funny how they recorded it, though. Window, this is WKB in 27, y'all. They on TikTok.
Not in the back of the van. They were at home. The vehicle was surrounded by adults in the McDonald's parking lot, and the boy was crying when Patrolman Kohler started talking to
poor
him,
baby.
Realizing he might be in trouble.
He in trouble. You in big trouble, baby.
He wanted his cheeseburger. That's why he's really crying.
It'd be kind of scary to know that your 8-year-old son went down through the middle of town and took his 4-year-old sister in your van.
Okay. Yes, again, y'all can look it up. I would be scared. Like, if you woke up and your kids was gone in your car, girl, I know the mama was freaking out. I'm telling you. I know she was freaking out in the middle of the night, and they at McDonald's getting them some cheeseburgers. He said, my sister wanted cheeseburger. No, you wanted that cheeseburger. Shit. You dragged her along. Keep it real. He said, hey, you want a cheeseburger? We can do that.
So he done got some money out of my... Where did he get the money for the... was that allowance money?
Probably out of his piggy bank, girl. You know, it's, what is it, $2? I don't know how much a cheeseburger
is. Yeah, I think
are.
It's 2-something.
Like $2 and some change. He went and got them cheeseburgers, but he got caught up. And he started crying. I was like, I know he was afraid. But I know his mama was even more afraid.
But
than
at least
he
she
was,
ain't gotta worry about sending him to driver's ed.
That part, driver's ed, he don't need it. He don't need it.
Don't even have to waste that $300-$400.
That's a lot.
It might be like $5 now, because it was $300 when I took driver's ed.
Yeah, it's like $4 something at the girls' school.
Yeah.
But hey, they don't need it either. But this little boy, he definitely don't need it. I think he drive better than my 27-year-old.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he does. I saw Daisy driving on that TikTok video you made.
Oh my God. We're in the open parking lot and she almost hit a stop sign. The parking lot, like, all this area.
I don't even remember there being no cars parked.
There wasn't a car in the lot.
Oh God.
Not one.
I drove better than that at 11, and I still couldn't drive until I was 19. The fuck?
I know. It's just crazy. Well, that's a strange world we live in. And we're going to have to get off into the line like you
love. I was sitting on my dad's lap, though, so that don't really count.
Well, as y'all know, people be out here lying like they look. And it's nothing we can do about it but report it. I'm going to talk about it.
Especially in this.
Allegedly. Maybe it could have happened, but maybe it did. We gonna say allegedly, because y'all know our show is all for, you know, the giggles.
Yes, the shits and giggles.
The shits and giggles, but we also want to put out information out there.
Yeah. You know? So everything we say is not, our speculations are kind of false, but everything we say is not false.
No, it's not.
Or it is based on a reputable news source.
Always reputable. But anyways, let's get off into line like you look. I be dancing like people can see me.
I know, right?
And you look just like you are. You look. And you look just like you lie. Yes. Okay, so y'all know people is always out here lying like you look. But again, that song, it comes from one our mom's, like, that's her most famous sin before she passed away. She had the sins, y'all.
Yes, she
and
did.
And lying like you look, and you look just like you lie. That was one of her, you know, top-notch sayings, and it, you know, it was all Tina D's, honey. I get this shit from Tina, okay?
Yes.
But let's get off into the line like you look. So, we're going to talk about two people that were injured and one killed, according to Fox 59 News, in a hit-and-run in downtown Indianapolis.
Yes, Massachusetts Avenue, I believe.
Yes. Okay, so... Hispanic man has been accused of hitting three pedestrians.
Yeah.
This allegedly happened a while ago, but they just posted
the story. Oh, it was a couple nights ago.
Yeah, a few nights ago.
Yeah,
They just posted the story on Fox 59.
No,
about
I read
him.
About it a couple days ago.
You did?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember his name, though, but yeah.
Well, March 10th. Yeah. Today's the 12th. This is the 10th. Yeah. This story was posted on the 10th on Fox 59.
But I think it... Maybe I don't remember when exactly it happened, but...
Yeah, but you guys are probably
last
wondering...
Last time I saw you?
Sunday.
Okay, so that's the day I got the news. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Sunday. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, March 10th. So March 10th, they posted this story about this young soldier who was killed in a hit and run, and two other people were injured in downtown Indianapolis, Indiana.
Yeah, apparently, or allegedly, the driver of the car was drunk, and he hit the three pedestrians and kept going. They found him later on, and he was, you know, inebriated. And so it's a hit and run involving alcohol usage. So he is now in our new beautiful jail.
Yes.
Awaiting trial.
The new jail. And also,
it is beautiful. I gotta give it to him. I'm sorry. I should say a jail's beautiful, but yeah.
Anyway. I love it. I'm not gonna lie. It looks like a downtown Las Vegas hotel, guys.
It looks nice.
But anyways, it looks like a Vegas hotel. And you could.
And no, I haven't been inside the cells.
No, but I've been in to go to court for, not for myself, so I don't have any court cases pending, but to go to court because somebody assaulted my daughter at her job.
Oh, yeah. My God, I didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't tell me you went to court for that?
Yeah, somebody assaulted my daughter at her job, and I had to go to court for that, and it's still pending. The case is still pending, but anyways, we can't say too much more because, you know, the case is still pending.
Yeah. Oh, but, that's probably why you didn't talk to me about it.
Yeah, but when you get up to the top of the building, you can see the whole city from there.
Ooh.
I was like, wow, this is a nice building. I even did a video at the building. I was like, this building is so nice. But this story about the pedestrians being hit in a hit and run, it touches me solely because, you know,
that's how my brother was killed in a hit and run.
And I always like to bring up these hit and runs where the cases are being, you know, actually taken to trial.
Yeah.
But he's lying like he looked, allegedly, because he's pled not guilty to all charges. But a
preliminary charge, they always plead not, 99% of the time, the judge puts in a plea of not guilty, or they automatically put in a plea of not guilty.
Yeah, well, they say he's saying that he's not guilty of all charges, y'all. But we should see.
Well, I guess they called him later, so.
And we don't know what if they he found is on the actual car? Person, or if he actually did it, or. We well, always have he was to say drunk, though. Allegedly. When they found
he was him, allegedly drunk.
He was allegedly drunk when they found him. Yes. And then let's go into another line like you look case. So the Delphi murders. We're gonna talk about
it. Oh my gosh, the Delphi murders.
We're gonna talk about it. Abby and Libby. We all know what happened to them. But
I'm pretty sure.
According to
they have a park.
ABC 11.
They have a park in their name now.
Mm-hmm. According to ABC 11, the case is going downhill against this man. So they're saying that originally they tried to take his representation off of the case. His lawyer.
Well, that's because a friend that was working at the law firm of the lawyers had went into the conference room when they had the documents and everything spread out. And he took pictures and gave them to some guy in Fisher's who killed himself after they found out what was going on, who then spread it to someone in Texas, and then it was posted on podcasts, social media, you know, different places. Mm-hmm. So it was bad looking on the law firm. So of course they were going to put them out. They're actually still going through a Supreme Court case now about.
No, they won. They're back on the case.
Oh, okay, they're back on the case. No, I said no. They're still going through the case.
No, his lawyers won that case.
Oh, okay.
We talked about it a few weeks ago. Well, last week. So his lawyers are now back on the case, and they are saying that they were taken off of the case. What they are alleging is that because ISP
or whatever local Delphi, but it's probably ISP
because
it was the parks. So it was
this news story said IMPD. That's what they said.
But why would IMPD be in? It's an Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department. Why would they be in Delphi?
It's Indiana.
So it should be Delphi
Police Department.
No, so it'd be ISP.
ISP.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the state police.
Yeah, thank you.
Anyway, so they're saying that they're hiding evidence.
And the prosecutor's office
and
as well.
And they're prolonging this case by hiding this evidence and not giving up this evidence. And this evidence exonerates their client.
Well, because what the defense attorneys allege is that they basically took the cell phone numbers of people who were in a certain radius, and he just happened to be one of those people that were in that radius.
And they picked him. Boop, boop, you won the lottery to be the murderer of the day.
That's what I said. That's what they're saying. I don't know. I would be surprised if he did it. Who knows? I don't know. I mean, hey, but why are the prosecutors
not turning over this evidence
to the defense attorneys?
It's really sad.
Why is all of the people that they interview disappear? Why can't they get the phone numbers of everybody who was out there at that time hiking? You know, of the red that
mom. And then it was a whole other investigation calling this murder a ritual murderer, and they had suspects in line.
They said that it was the Odin. They said they were Odinists or something like that, and there was a professor who claimed that he saw some ritualist runes around the body. Apparently there was
it's a lot of evidence
around the body that suggested it could be a ritual murder.
But anyways, Indianapolis, hey, they've been known to wrongfully convict somebody, you know,
or a lot of states.
A lot of states. But just recently, an Indiana man was wrongfully accused and he was released. He was in prison for 10 years, okay?
That's an improvement because it's been people 30 and 40 years in prison just not getting out and didn't kill anybody.
According to Wish TV, WTHR 13, not Wish TV, WTHR 13, is that Wish?
I don't remember.
Anyways, it's WTHR 13. You guys can look it up.
No, Wish is TV 6. Okay, go ahead.
Well, this case, you guys can look it up, this wrongful conviction. I just want to talk about it because it's so fresh and so new, and they said they're trying to wrongfully convict this man.
No, girl, he spent 25 years in prison. Oh, damn. God.
25. I thought he was only in there for 10 years. Like, 10 years is a lot, but 25 years to be wrongfully convicted of murder?
You can't even do nothing with your life after then.
Well, they've been through a whole gala for this man. Look at him. He looked good. I ain't gonna lie. He looks good. Serving all that time in prison, he kept busy, he kept fighting to get out, he kept doing everything he needed to do to get out, and now he's out. It's not alleged, y'all. He was wrongfully accused and now he's out. And what is his name? Let me go to his name. The transcript says his name, so.
I didn't know you could do that though before you show me.
I know, I love it. Don't you love it? So his last name is Howell. That's Howell. Howe was released from prison and exonerated a year ago, and they just held like an event for him at the Madam C.J. Walker Theater. Yeah, you know, just showing him that, you know, he's got support. Everybody's standing behind him. I don't know how much they settled for in the case.
How to settle for something, because what can he do now? He's been in prison for 25 years.
It's an undisclosed amount, though. We'll never know how much the state of Indiana settled for that. But that might be why they're trying to take away, you know, these people's money. Because, you know, they made so many mistakes, but now it's a lot of parents since COVID happened that have been caretakers for their children. And they are being denied Medicaid now, which is the how they are being paid.
This says his last name is Benson.
Last name was Hal.
I don't know.
Let me see.
Where you get Hal from?
It says right there in the transcript. It says R. Chase Hal sit down with the man.
The reporter.
Hal is the reporter, and his last name is Benson. I'm sorry. Benson sit down with Hal to talk about his exoneration, okay, and what he plans to do. You know, he's going to continue to fight for wrongfully convicted people, and he's going to continue to be an advocate for people that were wrongfully convicted, basically. And again, you guys can look that story up on WTHR 13.
His name is Leon Benson.
The reporter's name is Leon Benson, right?
Wait, no, the guy's name is Leon Benson.
Oh, his name is Leon.
Oh, he's 47. That's why he looked good to us.
To us. No, I think he looked good to a lot of people.
No, you know.
Yeah.
he became Muslim in prison.
Yeah.
Or is that, no. That's Hebrew Israelite. My bad.
Well, he became a Hebrew Israelite?
No, I could tell by his dress.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Well, Hebrew Israelites are not.
So I'm looking. I'm looking on WTHR. So,
yeah. Well, before we go on to our artist of the day, I want to say that I'm so happy that Willow Smith, who was a superstar as a child, and that's Will Smith and Jada Smith's daughter. You know, they talked her out of doing it.
I had to play that damn whip my hair song while I was doing Tina's hair just to get her to let me do her hair.
That's so sweet.
But yeah.
Because they still love the song to this day, you know. But she got her mass stardom or her international fame from doing Whip My Hair. And she's done a few songs since then, and they've all gone viral. Anything this girl touches, it just goes viral. Like, she did the Red Table Talk with her mom, went viral. She did the song when she was a little girl, and then she came back and did the other song.
Well, she sings more like a alternative rock type style music. I don't know exactly what you would call it.
What do you think is alternative?
It's not R&B.
But anyway, she's been named the face of Dior makeup, guys.
Dior. Yes. What I was about to say, the slogan for them.
You know what's so funny to me is how with a line like you look, how they always get people with great skin to be their spokesperson for their makeup ad.
Right,
people that don't really probably normally wear
and
makeup.
She doesn't look like she ever really wears makeup.
She one of them girls that put on gloss and go.
She doesn't look like she got on makeup in this in the ad right there.
Girl, very little, but. You know, her skin is flawless, so I'll be like, wow, she's the new face of Dior makeup, though. Like, but go ahead, get your money, Willow. That's all I'm saying. Get your money.
But alternative indie. So I was close.
Yeah, but
I was kind of close.
To me, it's like you're lying like you look. Like, you're going to pick the smoothest skin ever.
Oh, and how Garnier Futrice had them girls with naturally long, beautiful hair.
Oh, my God. Their hair is already like that. It's not like that because they use Garnier Futrice. Allegedly. Okay. It's so crazy. Are we still recording?
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. As long as it's orange up there with the
time is. I just want to make sure we still recording. But let's go on to our artist of the day. And you guys have been watching The Baddies, right? And you guys, I know you guys have been watching BMF, the new series from, they're in their second season now from 50 Cent. BMF, it's called Black Mafia Family.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Black Mafia Family. So, there was an individual on there, an actress, by the name of Cash Doll. And Cash Doll has a song that went viral. It was called These Niggas for Everybody. These Niggas for Everybody. I love that song, but anyways. I wanted to.
She actually got me to sing along with her, so you should know she's good.
She's our artist of the day today. And I wanted to make her artist of the day because not only did she put out that viral song, but she's been putting out music.
Yeah.
Then she's not getting the recognition that she deserves, in my opinion. And it's Women's Month, so let's go ahead and give her her shine, y'all.
Oh, we got a month now? What did that happen?
I don't know.
I've been in the house too long.
I don't know when they named it Women's Month, but I know Women's Day has always been in March, but now it's Women's Month. We get a whole month now, y'all. Okay. We get a whole month now.
Yay.
Women's History Month, yes. Yay. So we're going to celebrate Cash Doll and her. And we've always, like all month, we've been doing female artists that don't get the recognition they need, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Allegedly, but it's true. But anyways, it's allegedly true. Let's go ahead and play Cash Doll. The first song we're going to play is called Power. And I want y'all to check her out, honey. Yeah, that's a sample. But these bitches for everybody and niggas for everybody was a sample, too.
I carry two bitches and snap back. You hear me tire like one flat. Going hard as a rock. Like it or not, if I jump on a track, then it will slap. Hoes give me too much to laugh at. Posting multiple pics with you one rap. Well, like that a bitch who's pandemic rich. That's why you scream and bring Trump back. My diamond's the size of a humpback. 20 carats, I'm wetter than seven seas. Living rent free in your head between you and your friends. Hoe, it ain't one vacancy. How you move is a shame to me. If I was you, would be ashamed of me. Who the fuck is you, bitch? You ain't even got a name to me. And your man is a fan with no bag. How the fuck he claiming me?
How?
Bitches go cricket when cash come out. Your diamonds don't hit till a flash come out. I am that bitch for real, for real. What around me? No, I look like a bill. Hold you a bummy, you look like you steal. Naturally pretty, got a second kill. One thing's for sure, two things for certain. Yeah. I look the same in my pics and in person. No. Bitches is
hating. I love that song by Cash Doll. And again, it's called Power. You guys can find Cash Doll on YouTube and YouTube Music, and it's Cash with a K. K-A-S-H. Doll. Cash Doll. The girl is beautiful. Her body's amazing. And she's highly talented. So I just want to play one more sample from her. One more song from her. And it's called Cash Doll The name of the song is Big One. Fuck 'em. And she spelled fuck, F-A-W-K. Fuck 'em. Again, this is on her YouTube page. Look it up. Cash Doll. Big One.
'90s sound, yeah, too.
Yeah, I love her flow. Yeah. She doesn't remind me of anybody though.
I said '90s sound, not '90s artist.
No, I know. I know what you're saying. I'm just saying she doesn't remind me of anybody. I love her voice. I love her music that she's putting out. Yeah, and like you said, she has been using a lot of samples, but who cares? Who cares if it's great? It's great, and I think her music is great. I think everything that she's putting out there is pretty much better than the shit.
Definitely
that's
catchy.
And it's better than the shit that's on the radio.
And it's better than that one song you sent to me. The girl is shaking her ass like so catchy. I'm selling catchy.
Sukiyana. Oh, well, speaking of Sukiyana.
Maybe I'm just getting too old. Yeah. Who knows?
Sukiyana and all those other girls are doing the Bad Versus Wild on Zeus Network. Did we talk about that?
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
We talked about how Nick Cannon could not control them. They was just going at it back and forth.
Well, yeah, it was that's crazy. One of the.
I only listened to a little part of it because my daughter was listening to it. She's grown. She's 24. Okay, mm-hmm. My daughter was listening to it, and so I just heard parts of it. I don't really watch stuff like that. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm a boring old lady. I'm a very boring old lady, but I get into the mainstream sometimes, and you know I get a liquor in me, and I might twerk for you.
Okay, let's go back to Fox 59 and elaborate on this these Delphi murders. Because that's also, our nappy time story.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were going to do that as nappy time story.
Yeah. This is our nappy time story because
we run out of time.
We run out of time. And also, Abby and Libby deserve justice.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
but
so we talked about it.
They don't deserve... I don't know if he's a scapegoat, but they don't deserve a scapegoat. They deserve real justice, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was somebody that was well known in the community. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Abby and Libby had a man that they recorded on their phone that day.
Yeah,
and he was exonerated as well. They arrested him as well, but he was exonerated.
No, I thought that was the same guy that they have arrested now. Mm-hmm. All this time,
it's not the same guy. It's a different
down the hill,
guy. Right? All that time, down you thought hill. It was the same guy, right?
Down the hill.
Yeah,
I listened to that over and over again. I don't even know why I did, but I did.
I'm just saying down it's really hill. Crazy, but
they hold said on too long.
Yeah, I am. But the teens were found. Abby and Libby were found in February of 2027. And
2027. Okay, I know what you meant, but I was messing with you.
I mean 2017, but they found Abby and Libby in 2017 on the hiking trail.
No,
and down and
they didn't release exactly how they died or anything, Or what were their stakes?
But now we know. We know that they died and they were found with ritualistic...
or just sticks around them that could have possibly...
It didn't seem natural.
Yeah.
Like, it seemed like a ritual killing.
Yeah, not that they were killed and with just some sticks around them, you know, just happened to be where they were killed at, yeah.
Really sad. It looked like two bright young stars that was cut down in a young... You know, they're young.
Yeah, age. Like those four girls that died, was it right after them? Their house was set on fire, and they died in the house fire. Their mother was the only one able to get out. They try to blame it on the mother and stuff, and they didn't even, but they never bothered to even look for a suspect. So, you know, and this is in the same, basically the same area, like a couple miles from each other. You know what I'm saying? Not exactly, because you know how some small towns be so close to each other.
But this is why I wanted to go back to this case, because... we talked about it in the aspect of a line like you look type of situation, but also I want to talk about it in the aspect of Indiana is not doing their due diligence in investigations.
Well, a lot of places are not doing their due diligence.
We wouldn't have
so many people getting convictions overturned.
Accused. Every year. Have so many people.
I mean, the Innocence Project, there would be no need for the Innocence Project if people weren't constantly getting wrongfully accused. Like, and I'm not saying that this guy is getting wrongfully accused, but I'm just saying that you got to look at the red flags.
Look there's at the statistics.
There's plenty of red flags.
It's too many.
If you go by statistics, a lot of people basically end up in prison because they cop a plea just so they can get off. You know, just because they can get this shit done over with. So, I mean, that's what most people are in jail. Not necessarily that they did it or they didn't do it. It's just that they say, okay, I did it.
But we can talk about our own experiences with, you know, investigations in Indianapolis and situations that we've had to deal with the government and things of that nature. Okay. Like with our brothers and also with, you know, with us, period. You know, we can talk about that, but we're not going to talk about it today.
Always let me go.
We're not going to talk about it today because we got all paid and every day. And all day.
As long as we're alive, yes.
To talk about this shit, yes. Because we're going to remain honestly unbothered. And we'd like to thank y'all for listening to another episode of Honestly Unbothered. We want y'all to stay tuned for the next episode.
Yeah.
And as y'all know, continue to listen.
Remain unbothered.
And also, we already said that. Continue to remain honestly unbothered, baby. Because what else you going to do? People going to come at you all different kinds of ways every day. The devil is busy when you succeeding.
Hey, but my one time, like I said, that girl just jumped on me for the D. That was the only time I almost went to jail. And that's not counting driving while suspended prior, though. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I almost went to jail that day because that girl, she was mad because I guess I was fucking her husband and I didn't even know it. And she didn't even let me know. She just came and jumped on my ass.
They got me mad.
Just tell me. Sit down and talk to me and tell me that's your husband. I'm going to leave him alone. I didn't know he was married. Come on.
If you do a little bit of investigation, you might find out the truth.
Ah! Yeah. Nah, this bitch didn't. She straight attacked me and then called the police and said she just had a baby and I attacked her. And they put me in handcuffs without question. And then after a while, they was like, ma'am, you can go. Because I guess she was asking the food. I was like, there's no way you beat this woman up. You came, I had on heels, I look good, my hair done, I got on makeup, heels, pretty dress. I ain't come to fight nobody. It was obvious I wasn't starting no shit.
And that's why they mad. Yep. Allegedly.
Bitches.
Niggas. Bitches.
You're not doing right if you ain't got no haters around.
Bitch. Now I want to say something about people being mad because we say bitch and nigga. Fuck you!